Blog Talk Radio.
To a song like this, you gotta get real grown and sexy, right? You gotta take your drink, put it in your right hand, put it up, find you a nice young lady, and you just gotta groove. Let me show you how. Come on, just go from left to right.
All right. Hello, everyone out there. Cubicle Nation, At Work Network. You guys are now locked in to the Middleman Presents a Tuesday Morning Takeover. Third week. Man, I'm loving it. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that you guys are back listening to us. You know, this is the safest radio show on the internet. Well, guys, if this is your very first time tuning in to the Tuesday Morning Takeover, we want to welcome you. This is a brand new show on Middleman Radio that's bringing you the best indie, R&B, and soul. You have to join us every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern with your host, the one and only stepchild of R&B, Nick Eaton, to hear the best and brightest in rhythm and blues. I'm so glad to have everybody back this week, man. This has been an incredible week. It's been an incredible week for me. It's been an incredible week in music. And we're going to be giving you news about all the good, the bad, and good Lord knows the ugly that's been going on this week. Now, we got new records this week from, actually, we're going to play our new record first. I get flack about this. I've been catching for the last 2 weeks. You always wait to make us wait to the end of the show. You can play the new music. Well, you know what? I'm going to play it right now. So our very first song of the day is going to be by my man, Mr. Gerard Anthony, and this is Something Like Love. You guys are locked in to the Middlemen Present, the Tuesday Morning Takeover. And that was my man Gerard Anthony with Something Like Love. That's a real refreshing record, man. That's a real refreshing record. You can actually catch that on iTunes right now. Head on over there, put in Gerard Anthony. He's got a few albums. Gerard's been in the game for a while. So big shout out to him, man. He continues to make good, honest music. We appreciate it. And we definitely appreciate everybody who's tuning in today to the Middlemen Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover. Now, for all you independent artists out there who are trying to get your music heard, you're trying to get your music played, go ahead and hit us up at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Send us your clean records, R&B records. This is an R&B show. You would be surprised at how many hip-hop records I get just for this show. Hit us up, wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Make sure that your records are clean and make sure that they're mixed. Now, if they're neither one, go ahead and choose the email anyway, and we can get somebody on our staff to take care of that for you for a minimal price. Well, the mixing is not going to be a minimal price, I can tell you that, but the cleaning up will be. Anyway, thanks to all my people out there in the Cubicle Nation, the At Work Network. A big shout out to DJ Freak Nasty, Cupid, and Noel, who are locked in. We're going to be playing records from them as well today. As a matter of fact, this next record I'm going to play is from Noel. We're going to keep the party going. Now, I've been playing this record for the last 2 weeks, and it's gotten some really, really, really good responses. And Noel actually hit me up this morning and let me know that he's got a new single on the way that he's going to get to me as soon as possible. So I can't wait to hear that. But in the meantime, let's check out our man Noel Gordine with Foxy on the Middlemen Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover.
It was 10 o'clock on the dot when I got a call from this woman I met, and her name's Naomi. Noel, I'm lonely, so come scoop me. I said, surely, good golly, sweet lady, she's all lady and so sexy. Oh Lord, she consumes me and got me contemplating what I'm gonna do or say. If you know what I mean, 'cause she's a star that's yet to be seen, and I know that she could be the one for me. Baby, I got you,
got me.
I see, yeah.
I move you, and you move me.
You move me, baby.
And that was my man Noel Gordine with Foxy. Baby, got me. Hey, that dude be singing. I don't care what nobody say. That cat, he's straight singing. You guys are locked in to the Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover, bringing you the best of rhythm and blues. This is a brand new show on Middleman Radio, and we bring you the best in indie, R&B, and soul. Join us every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern with your host, the one and only stepchild of R&B, Nick Eaton. You're going to be hearing the best and brightest in rhythm and blues, and we got the best and brightest in rhythm and blues news, too. Now, I don't know if anybody has been living under a rock. That's the only way you've not heard about this whole Ray J song where he's dissing Kim Kardashian. Last week, Ray J released the artwork for his single, and the single is called I Hit It First. It's got a pixelated picture of Kim Kardashian. This has got to be the craziest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Basically, and I'm not being funny, I listen to the record, and what gets me is the record sucks. Sorry. It does. It is what it is. Singersroom.com is definitely siding with the masses on this one. They're reporting that Ray J says people are going too far with his new song and the cover art for it, denying that it has anything to do with hitting, quote-unquote, Kim Kardashian before Kanye West. Ray J called into New York's Hot 97 to clear things up. He's quoted as saying, it's just a record, yo. You know what I'm saying? They're putting 100 on 50. It's a song. It's not about Kim. It's about a concept. People are going way too deep. They just got to keep it on the surface. I'm not trying to create a war. It's all love, just music. I think people digging in it too deep. Like it's a song, we're just having fun. Well, I would almost agree if it were a situation where he was saying, oh, wow, he's alluding to I hit it first. But, Ray J, come on now. At least be a man and stand up to what you said. And, guys, I'm going to try not to drop my microphone this week. But the song, it says, she might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I had her head going north and her, you know what, going south. But now baby chose to go west. And you're not talking about her. Okay, whatever. Nobody's paying attention to you right there. The song is actually out on iTunes right now. It's on YouTube as well. If you want to check it out, you know, by all means, go ahead. I think that we should be past that at this point in music. Like, that's just a little, you know, that's a little childish. But nonetheless, you know, hey, he got to do what he got to do to make his money. I'm not mad at him for making his money. Matter of fact, I'm going to be making my money as well. So I'm going to put out a diss record on all my ex-girlfriends. Not going to happen. You guys are tuning in live to the Tuesday Morning Takeover brought to you by The Middleman. And right now we're going to get into our next record of the day. This lovely young lady was just on the reunion show of Love & Hip Hop last night. And she got her new record out called Where Do I Go? This is Olivia with Where Do I Go?
Be true. Should've known I was too.
That was my girl Olivia with Where Do I Go? Now, I got to be honest with you guys. You know, I didn't watch Love & Hip Hop this season. I tried to watch it at all, to be honest with you. The ratchetness of it catches up to me, though. Plus, you know, they have a fair share of R&B on there. So, you know, that's my soft spot. Anyway, so I finally watched the show, and I get the whole thing of why, it was Erica Mena's record first, and then it was Olivia's record. I listened to both the records, and quite frankly, I'm so glad Olivia got it. So glad somebody with some talent got it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say on that. I don't know. You guys tell me what you think, because I know that Olivia's manager, Rich Dallas, was dating or seeing or screwing or whatever you want to call it with Erica Mena, but you know, was that right for him to take that record after they, you know, kind of dissolved their partnership and give it to Olivia? Something interesting to think about. Like I said, the reunion came on last night, part one of the reunion. In its share of ratchetness, I got a little more clarification about that. So that's neither here nor there, though. I still like the record. I like what Olivia does. She stays, you know, on the grind. I just wish she would come out with an EP or, you know, a full project, you know, something to capitalize on that show, man. You know, K. Michelle definitely capitalized on the show. Shout out to, oh, by the way, R&B News, guys, if you are interested in singing background for K. Michelle, this is a little exclusive from last night. If you're interested in singing background for K. Michelle, male and female, what you would need to do is make a video of yourself singing one of K. Michelle's songs. Now, she's getting ready to start the promo tour for her Atlantic Records debut album, and she's looking for background singers right now. So make a video of yourself singing one of K. Michelle's songs and send it to auditionforkmichelle@gmail.com. Again, that is auditionforkmichelle@gmail.com. Send me your song with your best vocal on there, singing one of her songs, and you never know, you might be the next background singer for K. Michelle. Now, if you get that job, I want you to call in to the Tuesday Morning Takeover and say, you know what, Nick, thank you. You changed my life. And I wouldn't mind, you know, maybe a little donation to the show. I'm just saying. The show ain't cheap. It ain't cheap. Anyway, let me get back into the music, guys. Right, Nick, we got our song that was actually the rewind of the day last week. This is Willie Taylor with Morning, the Middlemen Presents. The Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Yeah. Ooh. You, baby.
La 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 la.
Wish I could be like this.
Woke up this morning, yeah. Feeling like a million bucks. I had a whole lot of energy. Like Folgers in my cup, like breakfast on the table,
yeah.
The kind mama used to make, and with no makeup on, what a beautiful face. I'm so happy, yeah, being with you right now.
And I can take a lot of shit, but I don't wanna.
Oh, but I'm done with that chapter, girl, it's over, yeah, yeah. As I opened my eyes, as you reached over and kissed me.
As it was upon the top of the rain, and feeling I feel good.
Girl, whatever we did last night, it got better in the morning. I must still be dreaming, cause this feels too good to be true.
Yeah.
And if it's one of those dreams, then I wanna sleep the whole night through.
Yeah.
Cause if I wake up in the morning, and it's not the same. That brown to make a brother like me go and change, baby. I'm so happy, yeah, being with you right now. Oh, but I'm done with that chance, girl, it's over, baby. So glad I woke up right here. I woke up right next to the most beautiful thing. And as I opened my eyes, as you reached over and kissed me,
as it was the boy's job,
By Willie Taylor, and then that last record is one of my favorites, which is Selena Johnson with Like Thorns. Make sure you guys look out for R&B Divas Season 2 premiering in May. So keep that locked to TV1. That's a great show. Love the first season. They shot it out here in Atlanta. You know, it's just showing a lot of positive, you know, black women. You know, they have their stats, but who doesn't have their stats? They have their stats, but the point is they keep it together. They're holding down their families, they're holding down their businesses, they're holding down their music career. So big shout out to all the R&B divas out there. So getting back into the show, we're gonna kick it up a little bit, man. I feel like partying a little bit. I might step away from the microphone for a second and do a little dance when we do this. This is my man Cupid. Now, anybody who's been listening, y'all know I love this record, and I love this record for two reasons. One, it's a great stepping record, great growing and sexy record. You know I love those. And two, it's got my favorite female MC of all time, Mama Mia, Mia X feature. So this is my man Cupid with Make You Happy featuring Mia X.
I just wanna make you happy, girl. That's all I wanna do.
I like this right here.
Just wanna make you happy, girl.
I don't wanna see nobody sitting down.
Mama Mia, Mia X,
new Cupid, let's go.
I see haters looking at me.
I tell you, I try every week, every single week I try not to drop this microphone. I promise I do. Y'all got to believe me. If y'all don't believe me, who will? And I almost went a full hour without dropping. Almost. At least y'all didn't hear it this time. I'm going to nail this sucker down to the wall. Like, I swear, I can't win for losing. Anyway, I want to thank everybody who's tuned in to Tuesday Morning Takeover. You know, it's never a dull moment over here in the Middleman Studio. Shout out to my co-hosts for the Middleman Talk Show, Al, KG, and Jen. Don't forget to tune in this week to Talk of the Town. We're going to have a great topic. I'm going to announce this a bit later. But for right now, we're going to get back to the music, and we're going to go right here with my man, big homie, DJ Freak Nasty. No, not the guy that does this. No, this DJ Freak Nasty. Hang it. This is DJ Freak Nasty with you, featuring Felt 5. You're listening to The Middlemen present the Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool you're around your people and everything. I mean, really, I just want to be with you tonight, you know?
Slash!
Hey, baby, how are you doing? You look good tonight, so yeah, you got me choosing. I've been thinking about you and me and how much fun it would be if we were between the sheets. So let's just leave. You're the perfect combination between sexy and cute. And when I look in your eyes, I get lost in them too. Homie, lover, and friends, I wanna be all of them. So after this song ends, I hope I get another 10. Someone that I wanna know. So far from the typical. I hope that you make your decision. So you and I can get it.
It all starts with a flame. And you turn me on how you dance. You know what I wanna do, do, do. You know what I wanna do, do, do. Even though we're here with our friends.
Yeah, what's up, Brie?
I can't wait for this.
You know, why not?
Hey,
what's
the
name?
With you, with you.
Yeah. You're so amazing, and I'm facing the fact that I need to be in your atmosphere. Your stratosphere is like all of the planets aligning. Won't you tell me the timing so that I can come and find it? It'll never be too late. Baby girl, you shining like the purest of the uncut diamonds. I'm thinking we should leave so we can go explore the finest. Feeling that the earth realm can offer outside of heaven's gates. Hoping the pages to your novel, I can be your great escape. Yeah, and baby girl, you know I'm on. Wanna take you to euphoria and do it all night long. Do it all night long. Do it all night long. Till you reach the point of apex, ladies, this is the best.
It always starts with a plane. And you turn me on how you dance. You know what I wanna do, do, do. You know what I wanna do, do, do. Even though we're here with our friends, I can't wait for this night to end. So I can be alone with you, with you, with you. So be alone with you. This is love, and I love. Baby, I can feel your touch. And right now, it's so clutch. Driving me crazy, but thought you do. Tonight, I became a fan of you. There's no place I'd rather be than alone in ecstasy. Yeah, it always starts with a plan.
And DJ Freak Nasty.
So I can be alone with you, with you, with you.
Man, dude, I'm going to do it right there, man. Me and this cat go back a long way, man. I'm really proud of all the things that he's been doing with his music, everything he's been doing, even on the executive standpoint over there where we've been the lead music group. And it's just, I'm really proud of what independents are doing right now, man. Independent music is really stepping its game up. Seriously. And I think that it's just my personal opinion that R&B needs to be indie for quite a while. You know, I think for a second, R&B kind of lost that hustle it had. So I think the fact that the majority of the R&B artists that are on the charts being played on the radio right now are independent is showing that there's progress within the genre. Anyway, I'm not going to preach for you. I'm just going to play you some more music. I'm going to play you some more good independent R&B. And next up, we got my man Alvin Garrett with Never Gonna Find. You're listening to The Middlemen Present Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Oh, baby.
never known a girl like you. No, no, no. Never, no, no. Not like you. Baby girl, I've never seen someone so beautiful. And I've never felt a touch so gentle. And I've never known someone that could move my heart quite like you do. I'm sure that I'm never, never, never gonna find a love like yours. So girl, I'm gonna hold on. Caress like this before. And I've never met a woman who knows my deepest thoughts quite like you do. So I'm sure that I'm never, never, never gonna find a love like yours. So girl, I'm gonna hold on.
That's the hour. This is the Middleman Presents the Tuesday Morning Takeover with your man, Nick Eden, the one and only stepchild of R&B. That was my man, Alvin Garrett, with Never Gonna Find. That record's actually doing pretty well right now. It's just a great record. I'm actually getting ready to put the video for it up on the page. So if you guys are Facebook friends of mine, go and check it out. Also, speaking of my Facebook friends, I'm going to stop asking my Twitter followers to just all my Facebook friends out there and anybody that's a part of the Middleman page or the Nick Eden fan page, I want to know what your favorite song of the day is so far. You know, every week we have our rewind of the day. Last week it was Willie Taylor, Morning. The week before that it was John Michael with Sophisticated Lady. Let me know, what is it going to be this week? What do you want to hear played again? And the most votes, that song is going to get played again at the end of the show. Now, coming up in the next hour, we got music from Ruben Studdard. We got music from Myla, Muhammad Ayers, and Jonte Austin. But for right now, what are we going to do? We're going to get into our first rewind of the day, which was a couple of weeks ago. That's John Michael with Sophisticated Lady, the remix. featuring Talib Kweli. You're listening to The Middlemen present Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Hey, I like this right here. You know what made me think of?
Excuse me.
I name my Scooby-Doo. Can't smoke a blunt to this. Clean roll of a white boy to this. Hey, hey, yo, you're so sophisticated. The way you move so cold like you refrigerated. Your body's so banging, that producer twisted and made it. It takes two, so I'm glad that you participated. You more delicious than the food that's on the kitchen table. Just the upper echelon, just a lean bag with a mean swag at the concert. For the after party, we hitting Patti LaVon shit. Celebrity snack time, let me order some popsicles. Welcome to the cockpit. Yeah, you the right chick. We locked in the hotel like Denzel in the flight flick. Rocking the bells like LL when he lickin' it. Ridiculous the way you twist your hips. Sweet as licorice. You stay gutted but soft in the shade butter. Sex so bomb, you're making me take cover. Maybe was the ugly duckling the other made fun of. You're so sophisticated, they mad cause you were bummed.
You know I tried.
You can
right. Big shout out to the homie John Michael. I've just been talking to him. We played his remix of Sophisticated Lady with Salib Kweli. Got a lot of positive reviews on that song, man. I tell a cat, man, just keep making some great R&B. This dude, he's got a lot with him, man. He's a real strong vocals, real humble cat, and wish nothing for the best, nothing but the best for him. So if you guys just tuned in to the Tuesday Morning Takeover, we just played John Michael, Sophisticated Lady Remix, Dondria, I Just Died, featuring Tyra B and Bliss, and Desiree Dawn with Over It. Now, we're in the 11 o'clock hour. You guys are still rocking with me. I appreciate everybody out there in the Cubicle Nation, the At Work Network. Make sure all you independent artists out there, R&B artists, you want to get your music played, hit us up at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Send us your best records. Make sure they're clean, and make sure they're mixed. Now, if they're not mixed, we can go ahead and get a mix for you. We got somebody on staff who handles that type of thing. We can also clean up your edits for you if you need that as well. In the meantime, between time, we're going to get back into the music. And also, inbox me. Let me know what you want your rewind of the day to be. But this next record I'm about to play, y'all, if you guys have been listening, y'all know I love this record. This is my man, BJ the Chicago Kid, with Good Lovin'. You're listening to The Middleman Presents the Tuesday Morning Takeover.
See, a lot of people think with the mob.
Just a face, I make you want to have a taste. Or just a smile, I drive you crazy for a while. Then I told you there's nothing wrong with me, yeah, loving you. Baby, no, 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 no. And giving yourself to me could never be wrong. If the love is true, oh, baby, oh. So let's do it in the morning. Sweet breeze in the sunshine. Feeling your sweet baby. All made of an empty time. In the midnight. Come on and light. Ain't worried about nothing, yeah. Just getting good, just getting good, just getting good loving.
Everybody wanna feel
yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving.
Everybody wanna feel that
yeah, just getting good loving.
Everybody wanna
feel yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving. Yeah. Of course a waistline reminds me of this baseline. And if you went back in time, she'd still be fine.
Even if this was 1989,
oh babe, nothing wrong with me, yeah, loving you, yeah, and giving yourself to me can never be wrong. If the love is true, oh baby, oh. So let's do it in the morning, sweet breeze in the summertime,
feeling your sweet baby,
all made up next to time. Come on in life.
Ain't worried about nothing, yeah.
Just getting good, just getting good, just getting good loving.
Everybody wanna feel
yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving.
Everybody wanna feel that
G-double-O. Yeah, just getting good loving.
Everybody wanna feel
yeah, yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving.
Everybody
yeah,
yeah.
calls my man BJ the Chicago Kid with good loving. I gotta say, man, it's a lot of big moves going on right now in the world of R&B and the world of hip hop and all that. And one of those big moves just happened to be Jay-Z. Now, it always seems like it's something huge with Jay-Z. This man's hustle is ridiculous. Heading over to singersroom.com, Jay-Z has announced that he's signed a new deal. Now, this is in the midst of let's get this out of the way first. His Roc Nation empire. A week after making a mention about the new sports representation agency, Roc Nation Sports, it is announced that Jay-Z will make a return to Universal Music, the world's largest music company, with a new multi-year deal. Now, last month, Warner Chappell Publishing scored the publishing rights to Jay-Z's Roc Nation artist works. The financial aspect, the new deal with Universal hasn't been disclosed, but according to a statement released, Roc Nation will serve as a standalone label under Universal Music Group. Now, what does that mean? Everybody's asking, what does he mean by standalone label? Well, in essence, Roc Nation is now a Def Jam. It's now a Columbia. It's now a Virgin Records. It's now a Capitol Records. You know, it's a big deal. This is a very big, big, big deal. You know, especially with a lot of the urban labels that closed within the last couple of years. J Records, Jive Records, mentioned there's a few. But that's real big, man. That's real big for urban music. That's real big for Jay-Z. So shout out to Jay-Z. That's some good news in the midst of this anniversary thing he's been hit with lately. He and Beyonce are being investigated by law officials now for taking their five-year wedding anniversary trip to Cuba. Now, the trip that was, you know, meant for celebrating a successful marriage has now turned into a scandal. Beyonce and Jay-Z's presence in Cuba for their fifth wedding anniversary was welcomed by many, but it was questioned by government officials. Cuban-American lobbyist Mauricio Caron called the visit insensitive, while Republicans in the Congress of Florida, they went a further route and contacted the Treasury Department to inquire on if the couple had a valid license to visit, for what reason, and if so, what official approved the trip. So I know a lot of people are like, well, why is that a big deal? Why is that a big deal? Well, basically, Cuba's tourism industry is wholly state controlled. Therefore, U.S. dollars spent on Cuban tourism directly fund the machinery of oppression and that brutally represses the Cuban people. That is a statement from the letter addressed to the Office of Foreign Control. So, layman's terms, basically they're saying because Cuba is oppressed, you know, and they have their own wholly owned, you know, finance, state-controlled finance, that any money that Jay-Z or Beyonce, you know, spent there is directly contributing to that. That's a little crazy to me. I mean, it's just a vacation. It's a vacation. I don't know. That's a little weird, but, you know. Nonetheless, we're going to get back to the music, you know, away from the drama. Top of the hour, we're getting ready to play brand new record. Actually, it's not brand new. I'm lying. But it's brand new to us. This is my man, Muhammad Ayers, with I'm High. And I'll let you come to the realization of what he's actually talking about. The good thing about it is it's safe for work, just like the Tuesday Morning Takeover is always. This is Muhammad Ayers with I'm High on the Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover.
To talk to my creator face to face, and it feels so good. I swear that I'm done. That's when I know I'm good to go, because I know that I'm high. Know my first and last name, and I'm posted up inside those pearly gates, and I got a place I own on cloud nine, and it's really all up to me if I go or I stay. When I'm lost inside my head and in time, and I see the face of God in heaven divine, and he asked me if I'd be so inclined to give him my permission, open my mind. That's when I know that I'm high. High. And I'm saying bye-bye. Oh,
21 after the hour, that was my man Michael McClooney with Time Machine. I want to thank everybody who's been rocking with us for the last hour and a half with the Tuesday Morning Takeover. And we're here every Tuesday, 10 a.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. Eastern, bringing you the best and brightest in rhythm and blues with your host, the one and only stepchild of R&B,
Amanda Eaton.
Now, if you guys out there are independent artists yourself and you'd like to get your music into our station, go ahead and hit us up at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. And yes, all those words are spelled correctly. Send us your best R&B cut, single that you're pushing right now. Make sure that it's a clean edit and make sure that it is mixed well. We can't put it on if the mix isn't right, guys. We want to help you out as much as we can. If you can't get it mixed on your own, we actually have someone on staff who can do that for you. It comes with a cost, though. And if it's not clean, we got somebody on the staff that can clean that up for you. It comes with a minimal cost. Anyway, I want to get back into the music. I want to thank everybody out there who's listening, though. Everybody at the Cubicle Nation, you're down there, you're handling your paperwork right now. You're dealing with your boss, you're getting on your nerves, and you just want to get away and just hear some good music for a second. As a matter of fact, turn it up and let your boss hear it. It might make their day go just a little bit better. That's all I'm saying. We're going to go right to our next record, which is my girl Dawn Rashad's Frequency.
Myself in something, mess around and lose everything. intoxicated off of her scent. Cause I feel like I maybe drank a little bit too much, and it's evident. Cause when she touched me, everything becomes a blur.
After the hour, that was Jesse Idol with Stop and Go. Man, that's one of my favorite artists. I met him a few years ago. What were we doing? If I'm not mistaken, he was in the showcase for the spot on Andre Harrell's label. The same time I met Muhammad Ayers. We were all going for that same spot on Mr. Harrell's label. But Jesse Idol's been doing this thing for a while. He's always putting out good music. I gotta see what's new with him, though. That record is a little older, so I wanna check out what's going on with him now. If you guys are just now tuning in, you're listening to The Middleman Present, Talk the Town. I'm trying to give my other show some shine. You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Takeover. Every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the best and brightest in independent R&B and soul. Oh, man. I don't know how I feel about this next news topic. I want to say I'm excited, but I might be a little scared. Singersroom.com reports that Cisco is readying his summer release and talks techno music. Now, before I get into this story, let me just say, this is the reason that I'm scared. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm an avid Drew Hill fan. Drew Hill is one of my top three R&B groups of all time. That also includes The Temptations and Boyz II Men. So I put them way up there. I'm also a huge fan of Cisco as a solo artist. Unleash the Dragon was a classic album. But if he's talking techno music, I don't know if I can do an album with all techno music. As much as I want to see Cisco come back, I don't know if I want to do an album all techno music. Anyway, Cisco is not giving up on his long talked about album, Last Dragon, a follow-up to his 2002 release, Return of the Dragon. teased for release last year, the album is still on Cisco's plate with the possibility of being released to fans this summer. He's quoted as saying, "I've been working on the album for a minute, but the timing just wasn't right to come out. Last year was the year of the dragon. That would have been perfect, but it still wasn't the right time. There was too much going on for when we were trying to drop. In the music industry, you have to catch the right quarter. It's like Double Dutch." Now, with the single being on the way as well, Cisco says that the album will be filled with music that he's been working on over the last 3 years, including a little techno inspiration. He's also quoted as saying, "A lot of times people say music is ahead of its time. My music is ahead of its time. My album has compiled a lot of music that I started working on 3 years ago and is relevant now. The whole techno thing, I started experimenting with that 3 years ago. It wasn't even really that mainstream popular. Now everyone's doing it." Now, in related news, Cisco is currently touring with Drew Hill. Upcoming dates include a show at the Dome at Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, Connecticut on April 20th, and a stop at Rams Head Live in Baltimore on April 26th. I want to make sure that everybody knows I'm a Cisco fan. I just can't do techno. I can't. So I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to check out his album first, you know. Hopefully, just hopefully, good Lord, he's got some of that real singing that we all know he and Drew Hill are the best at. So, speaking of real singing, we're going to get right back into the real singing. We're going to play this record, "Can't Nobody Love You" by Reuben Studdard. You are listening to The Middleman Presents, the Tuesday Morning Takeover. Producer just stepped out of the room, So I got the control of the button. I can play whatever I want to play. What am I going to play? Let's play a brand new record by an artist out of Atlanta by the name of Nick Eaton. It's called Let's Chill. Yeah.
Make mistakes, you know that I ain't perfect. I know the days have come when you don't think that it's all worth it. Just know I'm trying to make it, trying to take it up a level. Cause you're my favorite girl, my pride, my world. And may I have this dance, just give me a chance. Cause I'm a better man, and I know that though I messed up, I just need
live to the Milkman Presents, the Tuesday Morning Takeover with your host, Nick Eaton. That was Let's Chill by yours truly. I'm just saying. I ain't gonna mess up my check. You guys been rocking with us for the last hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes. It's 40 minutes past the hour. We're gonna go ahead and get ready to take it on into the home stretch. I appreciate everybody that's been rocking with us. Shout out to Classy J over there. J. Roberts Management in the building. Go check him out. Friday nights to Museum Bar. They always got something great going on. And just follow all of their events. As a matter of fact, when we come back from our next song, I'm going to actually give you the number that you can text and get all their events. If you love R&B, if you love soul music, then you want to go to a Jay Roberts event. I'm just telling you, you want to go. Because they always bring the real, they always bring the best. Anyway, like I said, when we get back from that, from this next song, we're going to give you that text number. And by the way, this next song is Joe, his brand new record, I'd Rather Be Alone.
Do you mind if I talk to you for a minute? You see these fellas out here, you see they're afraid of doing that long-term thing. They figure as soon as they lock hearts with another, something better's gonna come along. Well, that's quite possibly true. But the deal is, you're gonna have to find yourself a love, or you're gonna find yourself alone.
See, I was cool in them streets, y'all.
Yeah, I was cool in them clubs.
Oh, real talk, I wasn't thinking nothing about love. Oh, no, no. See, I didn't want nobody trying to partake in my stuff. I thought an occasional one night stand would be enough.
Oh, but one day I
met this girl and she ruined my philosophy.
She caught me by surprise.
Now my heart skips a beat when she comes around.
Oh,
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
No.
See, I was about to find myself alone. But I found myself for love.
It's gonna take a minute for me to fall. But I'd rather have a love than nothing at all.
I'm ready for a love of my own, yeah, yeah.
Can't have this just forever.
Even though I want to, I'm just here together.
And I'd rather have a love than have a life alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I was raised by a good one. Mama told me what a real man should be. She said, son, pick one and treat her like me. But I took all of her wisdom and I used it for selfish gain. And I know if she saw this pimpin', she'd be ashamed. I found this girl and I see things differently. It's like I got to left feet when she comes around.
No, no, no.
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
No.
See, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone.
That was my man Joe with Rather Have a Love of My Own. I said I'd rather be alone, but that's obviously not what he was talking about. Yeah, yeah, I jacked that up. Somebody had my notes wrong. I think they were trying to get back at me for playing my song. Oh, well, play it again if I want to. Guys, right before I got off, I told you we were going to have some more information for Friday Night Live at the Museum Bar. For those in the Atlanta area, on Friday night, head over to 181 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard in Atlanta to the Museum Bar. It's free until 11 p.m. with valet parking. You really want to check this event out, man. The Museum Bar is really nice, and Jay Roberts Entertainment always puts on a quality show. Always, like, it's always a quality show. Live band, DJs, dinner, dancing. I mean, you can't beat it. So when you get a chance, go ahead and call 724 Classy J. That's CLASSYJ. 724 Classy J. And you call that number, get your birthday package, get your reservation, get your VIP. You know, just any type of special occasion, or if you just want to hang out with your significant other that night, go ahead and get it done. I'm just saying. You'll really enjoy the event. You'll really enjoy the ambiance. It's a great, great event. Friday Night Live at the Museum Bar. And show up on time. You know, folks, y'all. They'll show up at 11:01. Can I still get in free? No? Well, I don't know. Okay. If it was my event, I'd say, nah, you got to break me up at least $5 or something. You got to do something for me. Anyway. Get into this next record, Stepperman Jonte Austin. Hell of a songwriter. Great singer. Good forever. Tuesday Morning Takeover, presented by the Middleman.
So tell me how long till the day that you love me. And tell me how long till the day.
Forever.
I've been watching you. I've been asking around about the way that you get down, how you roll, who you be with, things that make you smile. Really wanna know you. How can I get closer, my dear? 'Cause every day I see, girl, I think about you, and I can't go to sleep without dreaming about you. And I don't see nothing wrong with a man telling a woman that he's. Why every day I'm here in every way, still you keep walking by. So tell me how.
Forever. honest with you. Yeah. Baby, you know that I love you, but sometimes I still think about you. No one can take me away from you, but sometimes my mind goes back to this.
That was Myla with Honesty. Guys, it's been 2 hours already. Man, I have fun every week. I want people to realize I really have fun when I'm doing this show, you know. And I love the other shows, Talk of the Town. I love the Middlemen Talk Show. But I really have fun with this. One, I have fun because I get to play the types of music that I really, truly enjoy. And two, because I get to help those out who are out there trying to help themselves. So, and I appreciate everybody who listens into it every Tuesday morning, on Thursday nights, and on Sunday. We got some more shows coming for you. It's now time to reveal the rewind of the day coming in. So one day I'm going to get a real drum roll. For the second week in a row, it's my man Willie Taylor with Morning. I want to thank everybody out there in the Cubicle Nation, the At Work Network. You know, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. If you want to go back and listen to this show again, you can wait about 10 minutes hit and download the show, or if you want to download it on your iPad or iPod or just on your computer in general, head over to iTunes, look up Tuesday Morning Takeover, and it shows up. It's right there. So this is our rewind of the day. I'm in Willie Taylor. Special shout out to everybody out there listening in Workland. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your morning. This is your host, Nick Eaton, and this has been the Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You, baby.
La 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 la.
Wish every morning could be like this.
Woke up this morning, feeling like a million bucks. I had a whole lot of energy, like Folgers in my cup. Like breakfast on the table,
yeah.
The kind mama used to make, and with no makeup on, what a beautiful face. I'm so happy, yeah, being with you right now.
And I can take a lot of shit, but I don't wanna.
Oh, but I'm done with that tap, the girl is over, yeah. Like me.